I don't know then what you heard when you were listening to those words. But when I read this text, I wonder what would be of the world without it. I wonder what would be of the world without the resurrection event. I wonder what would have happened if Mary Magdalene and the other Mary had arrived to the tomb that morning, and instead of an earthquake and an angel with a message, they had met the soldiers having coffee and donuts. You know that's the typical thing, right? I don't know what kind of donuts they had. But what do you imagine that? What do you think they would have done? What do you think would have happened if that sepulcher was in the same state that they had left it on Friday? What were they to do in the first place? Why did they come back to the tomb? And we know from Luke's version of the events that they were bringing spices to complete the job, basically, that had started when they had taken the body down from the tomb, from the cross. And when they had put the body in the tomb, and they had prepared to offer one last expression of honor to Jesus, the Master. A last show of respect by adding more aromatic ointments than what had already been poured on him by Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea on the day that Jesus died. And maybe you remember in John 19, there's this text that tells us that they had already poured about 100 pounds of this mixture on the body. Now, an important person would warrant maybe about 60 pounds of that stuff, but there were 100 pounds. You know, this was no ordinary person that had passed here. And for Jesus, the more the merrier, right? So Mary and the other Mary, they come, and they're bringing their own. They're bringing their own offering and homage to the Lord. And they come to pour some more of these aromatic ointments on him. So think about it. They would have arrived at that place, at that stay, at that site, and they would have wondered who would help them to move the stone. Right? There's this huge stone in the opening of the cave, and they are just two. And they say, how are we going to move this? So they are going through that in their minds. And they would have encountered the guards there. And they probably would have asked the guards for help, right? Would you please help us to move the stone so that we can continue what we started? They somehow would have gotten into the tomb and done their thing. They would have left and gone home to grieve. And if you think about it, what about the disciples? What would have they done? They were already going. I mean, they were already dispersing. They were already going home. They were already deciding to go elsewhere. There were two in the road of Emmaus. Remember that? And they were talking and they were saying, you know, I wonder, you know, what happened? Why? Why did this happen? I thought that he was the one. And he left us just like that? I mean, what did we do? We didn't do anything. Maybe the 11 would have encountered themselves in Galilee somewhat. They would have gathered, right? Maybe a month later, they would have said, hey, let's come together and have a celebration. We'll have a barbecue. You know, let's remember, we have some fish, right? Remember what the Lord used to do with them? They ate together, so they probably would have gathered and says, hey, you know, let's meet. Do you remember all the teachings? Do you remember all the things that the Lord told us? I know this is like an alternate universe, but I'd like for you to place yourself in that alternate story. Maybe they started a movement. Maybe they started a teaching movement. Remember the Pharisees? Remember the scribes? These guys had schools, right? They had schools and they were teachers. And maybe some of these disciples would have decided to open a school, right? And teach. Hey, these are some of the things that Jesus taught us. Maybe they would have been called the Jesuits before the Jesuits. You know those, right? Yeah. I'm sorry, my pronunciation is the Puerto Rican version. As a matter of probability, it could have been that there would not be a church as such. Think about it. It'd probably just be Judaism. It'd probably be them, you know, gathering in the synagogues. We'd probably be still waiting for the Messiah. Somewhere. Sometime. Maybe the Messiah will come. See, the thing is that without the resurrection, we wouldn't even have the events of history that we take for granted. Constantine. Remember that? Constantine. The one that had a vision of the cross and decided this must be the true religion. Maybe we should follow it. God, Christ Himself, speaking to him. No, that would not have happened. You know, there would not have been an Eastern or Orthodox church, and there would not have been a Roman church. None of that would have happened. Crusades, those pages would be empty in the history books. Reformation? Reformation from what? There's nothing to reform. Because Jesus did not rise. They would not have been hospitals have been started by the church. There would not have been missions started by the church. There would not have been missionaries who were started by the church. Buildings or people who were creating a better world for millions. And millions and millions of people. And let's be truthful about this. Maybe there wouldn't have been a lot of mistake by the Christians either, right? You remember Jim Jones? I mean, some of you remember Jim Jones, right? The Kool-Aid would not be that famous. Without it, we would not have had Peter preaching to the people on Pentecost and having people say, what's going on here? People are speaking in my own language. These Galileans who really don't know anything speaking to me? They would have not seen the deeds of wonders that the disciples did. Without it, Paul would not have been written those letters that are in the New Testament today. Since all are written because of his witness to the risen Savior. As a matter of fact, there would not have been a New Testament. What for? Without the resurrection, today, it would not be 2017. The year of our Lord. Right? You know what year it would have been? It could have been a Chinese year. The year of the monkey. I don't know. What is this year? You see, that's how we know it. And the whole world knows that today we live in 2017. Now, tell me, is that a witness about something or what? If Christ had not risen, maybe God would have come up with a different plan. Don't you think? Maybe God would have said, oh, wait a minute, I have plan B. Well, if God so loved the world, he probably would have done something. All throughout history, since the Lord's resurrection, people have wondered about this. Some have had doubt. Some have had questions that have stayed unanswered. And I'm sure that the women at the tomb were shaken by the earthquake and they were surprised by the angel. But they were floored. They were floored by the reality of the Lord just appearing to them and saying greetings. Like Brett said, you know, what if he would have come in, right, and entered even this church today? What if his presence would have appeared in front of us? They were already afraid. They had already seen this angel telling them that the Lord wasn't there. And to go and communicate that message to the others. Do not fear. Yeah, right. Yeah, do not fear. Everything's all right. Now, the text tells us that they left that place. And there was not only fear in their hearts, but there was also joy. You remember that? They left that place with fear and with joy. I don't know about you, but imagine the emotion that would be accompanied by hearing these words from an angel coming from heaven and having an earthquake and said, he's not here. And suddenly, oh, you guys know that, right? That I love that word. And suddenly, Jesus appears. And he says to them, don't be afraid. And go and tell. Don't be afraid. And go and tell. I am so glad today because I have like 3 more hours. Oof, right? It is celebration day, right? Resurrection day. We have time. Yes. Anybody made any lunch reservations? Too bad. I was thinking about this. You guys remember Thomas, right?
Yes.
Doubting Thomas. That's, you see, we put titles on people, right? See, I know exactly how it can feel to have the story in front of me and have to make a decision about what is being told to us. I know. Because I'm probably very much like Thomas. He had a logical mind, right?
Yes.
He's probably a scientist or maybe an engineer, right, Brett? If I cannot see him, and if I cannot touch him, right? You know, that is called having a hypothesis and trying to prove it, right? That's what I'm saying. He must be a scientist. He wanted to test that theory. And I'm right there with him. He has to work logically through all this information to get to a conclusion. And many of us find ourselves in that situation, right? And you know, what do you mean that he came back to life? What do you mean that Jesus has risen again? All right, I'll say it with you. No problem. I'll echo the words. But right in here, we're like, I'm not quite sure. Maybe there's an alternate story. Maybe it's plan B. I don't know. But when Thomas is faced with this information, he was surprised. He himself, probably just like Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, they're like all puzzled and the world is turning. He got the unexpected. And this is the thing that I think that came to their realization. They realized that a puny little cave was not going to be able to contain the creator of the world. The entire Roman Empire, nor its representatives in those guards, could contain Jesus. You remember the movie The Matrix? Anybody? You remember the movie The Matrix? Anybody have seen that? All right. I don't know. There are some scenes in there that are incredible. There's Keanu Reeves, and then there's the agents. You know, they're multiplying. It's like copies of copies, thousands of them, and they are coming and they're trying to beat him up. And Keanu Reeves is like, no way! Boom, 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 boom. He's eliminating everybody. They come and they just bunch at him, and he's like, boom! You know, and everything's going around. People are flying everywhere, and these agents were assassins. They couldn't do it with him. No, they just couldn't. Just a movie, guys. It's just like a limited sample of what it would have been. I think all the forces of evil, all demons, and all the powers that were out there saying, yes, yes, Jesus died, it's done, we have won, and all of a sudden this guy comes up and says, no way, Jose. I'm alive.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
You ain't getting away with that. That power manifested that day. There's no way we can explain it. It surpasses human ability or understanding. How? So here we are today, Resurrection Day. Resurrection Sunday. In the year of our Lord, 2017. Still marking time by the event that set apart Jesus from the rest of humanity. And all those witnesses speak through the scriptural record. They speak to us. And you and I are forced to make a decision. Is it for real? If we could ask the women, and if we could ask Peter, if we could ask the other disciples, if we had that opportunity to engage them in conversation and ask them, what is it that you really saw? How did we really feel? And I don't know, you know Paul, right? You know this guy Paul? He wrote most of the New Testament. You know, I wonder if I had the opportunity to ask Paul, how is it that you experienced Jesus? How is it that you fell on your back and you said, Master, what are you doing? How was your experience? I don't know. Maybe I'd ask, well, how did you feel? What happened? What was the experience like? Maybe the answer would transform our lives. Maybe that answer alone would shake us in our place. I don't think there's a book that can contain all the words that could be said about Jesus, the Master, rising up. But let's read 1 Corinthians 15 as we finish today. Yeah? It wasn't 3 hours. This is Paul writing. Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news. The one that I proclaim to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, though which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaim to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that He appeared to Peter, Cephas, and then to the others. And then He appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have passed away. And then He appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. And last of all, as to one ultimately untimely born, He appeared also to me. I guess that should be sufficient. Do you believe it? See, because without it, things would be different. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we come to you here as just people. We come to your presence. And Lord, even with all our experiences, even with all our belief, and even with all the time what we have dedicated, sometimes we may even have the doubt. It's natural. We're human beings. And I pray, Lord, this moment, that each one of us who are present here may be able to overcome all those doubts because of the witness, the powerful witness through your Holy Spirit in Scripture. And not only that, that would be probably simple and it could probably be easy for some of us. But I pray that, Lord, we may be able to live in that reality. Live into your teachings. Live into that experience of the risen Lord. Day by day. Every moment. In Jesus we pray. Amen.